This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday ordered tighter regulation of some weapons and pressed Congress to renew the country's long-expired ban on assault weapons. With relatives of those killed in school shootings watching at the White House Rose Garden, the president called American gun violence an epidemic and an international embarrassment. Biden offered his proposals after several high-profile deadly shootings in the states of Georgia and Colorado. Among the proposals, Biden directed the Justice Department to issue a proposed rule to stop the proliferation of what law enforcement officials call ghost guns, handmade firearms that don't have serial numbers, making it difficult for police to track their owners when the weapons are used to commit crimes. Under Biden's proposal, the White House said the weapons would be covered by regulations in the National Firearms Act, which would require registration. Most adults will not need a permit to carry a handgun in the U.S. state of Tennessee anymore. A new law, which takes effect July 1st, allows adults 21 and older and military members 18 and 22 carry a handgun either openly or concealed without first clearing a background check and training. The law does make exceptions for people with certain mental illnesses and criminal convictions, and it does not apply to long guns. Governor Bill Lee signed the measure into law, tweeting it shouldn't be hard for law-abiding Tennesseans to exercise their constitutional Second Amendment rights to bear arms. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Health officials in the U.S. state of North Carolina said on Thursday they stopped administering Johnson & Johnson doses at a mass vaccination site in the capital, Raleigh, and at clinics in two other towns after at least 26 people experienced adverse reactions, including fainting. Four people were taken to hospitals for further examination, and state and federal health officials are reviewing the matter. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noted that reactions like fainting are not uncommon after someone is vaccinated, though it's reviewing reports of the adverse reactions in North Carolina and three other states. Australia and the Philippines limited use of the AstraZeneca vaccine on Thursday, while the African Union dropped plans to buy the COVID shot. The Philippines suspended the use of AstraZeneca shots for people under 60 years of age after Europe's regulator said on Wednesday it found rare cases of blood clots among some adult recipients, although the vaccine's advantages still outweighed its risk. Australia recommended people under 50 get Pfizer's candidate and preference to AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca vaccine is by far the cheapest and most high-volume launch so far and has none of the extreme refrigeration requirements of some other COVID-19 vaccines, making it likely to be the mainstay of many vaccination programs in the developing world. Here in the U.S., a medical expert testified Thursday that George Floyd died of lack of oxygen as he was being pinned face down on the pavement by former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who is charged in Floyd's death. In the ninth day of Chauvin's trial, the testimony undercuts the defense contention that Floyd, an African-American, died from his illegal use of illegal drugs and underlying medical conditions, not from Chauvin's actions. Chauvin, who is white, has pleaded not guilty to murder and manslaughter charges in the case. Floyd was arrested. Floyd's arrest back on May of last year and death sparked widespread protests in the U.S. and around the world against police brutality and systematic racism. A South Korean oil tanker held for months by Iran amid a dispute over billions of dollars seized by Seoul was freed and sailed away on early Friday. MarineTraffic.com showed the MT Hancock Kimai leaving Bandar Abbas in the early morning hours. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.